Psalm 141, verse 3, 4. He says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that walk iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainty. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Do you know that your mouth, your tongue, this your lip is a door? When we say open door, this is one door that God, we have to permit God to have a watch on. For God to be the one, to be the commander of this our lips, of this our tongue. David knew that there is a secret to an open door, that we make the door to be perpetually open. The power of our mouth and the thought of our hearts. So David prayed this prayer, having seen how his mouth has been going. Having listened to how the mouth of people around him have been talking. He saw that, oh, if this my mouth is not checked, if my lips is not covered and stopped by God, I will destroy the whole of my life. And I will not be aligned with the things of God. So he said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. That means, Father, before this my lips will move to open, let it be because of something reasonable. Keep the door. Be the one to padlock it and the one to release it. And God is able. He said, incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men. Why is that being connected to the heart? Because the Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The book of James 3, from verse 2, he said, the sheep, the rudder, the controller of the sheep is very, very small. Don't just leave it here, I'm just explaining. What you use to hold a horse, to drag the horse, is very, very small. He said that is how it is to you, human being. But anyone that is not offended, that is able to keep his heart or her heart, that is not offended by the words of man, he said that one is perfect. James 3:2. He said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, if you don't offend anyone in word, and you don't allow yourself to be offended by the words spoken by somebody else. He said, the same is a perfect man, and able also to control the whole of his body. A man who does not offend people with his mouth, that means even though they talk, say you talk bad about them, but you and God know, say you don't talk bad. You understand what I'm saying? This is between you and God, not the judgment of what the people are saying against you. Because the people can judge you wrongly. So we are talking about how God is judging you. He said, if you can bring yourself to that stage, that you do not offend anyone. Because that is what will happen if God is the one that keeps watch of your lip. Bible said that Jesus in everything, he did not commit sin. Even God said the same thing concerning Job. He said, in all this is utterances, he did not sin against God. Even when we today, we are judging, still today, we are still judging him, we are still judging Job. That's why the Father God said in all the things that Job said, he did not sin. Oh, my being still looking for sin on Job tomorrow. So I'm not talking about what they will say concerning what God is saying. So God says, if I look into your life and you did not offend with your mouth, you say you have brought yourself to what is called self-control. Because a man who will allow God to be the watch of his lip, that is the man that enjoys the perpetual open door that God has provided. Meaning that you can be able to say the right thing at the right time.
Hallelujah.
And when you say the right thing at the right time, nothing can make you fall, even though they plot against you. So it is a rightful prayer for us to pray always that God, this is my mouth, let me watch him, I beg. Make him not kill me, make him not put me for trouble. You know that song that you sing? You see this my mouth, oh, not be my leg now. Not be small mouth, oh, he go lead me. He go lead me to favor.
Amen.
That is what will happen. Now what I know, Sigan and my friend, and Pastor Radia. Yeah. So, hallelujah, we know the author of the song. Amen. Actually, maybe, who knows, let me come. I can communicate with him. Can they travel down? Child. La Bocheta, if I come get to a force. Because I'm my brother, I be. We don't say I want to be my brother, we go manage ourselves. We not get problem for now that I just mentioned his name. Just bring him here and let us shake this place during this Easter. Hallelujah, it would have been wonderful. Ah, God, let this open door of the city be opened indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said, 5 of James that we are reading. Now they find my trouble. He said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. So if you see that you are out of control, check what is in your heart and what is in your mouth. Why are you out of control? You matured man and matured woman in the Lord. You that have been coming to church for years, why are you still out of self-control? What are you putting in your heart that is coming out of your mouth? Because what you confess to the principalities and the power and the spirit of wickedness in high places and also to the angels, that is what will happen. We are the one that gives the demon assignment to do on our behalf. Just as we give assignment to the angels to do on our behalf. So if you cannot control yourself, check your heart, check your tongue. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire killed it. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. Are you hearing? He said the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiled the whole body and set on fire the course of what nature? It is set on fire of hell. This tongue, full of iniquity, can set fire, and the fire can burn even like the fire of hell. He said it controls the course of nature. Your tongue controls the course of nature. So when we are talking about open doors, and I told us last 2 weeks ago, let us stop closing the doors that God has opened. And this is the key, that when we control this rudder that is upon our tongue, this rudder that is guiding the ship of our body, we will do much more good to ourselves. Because it's so powerful that he set on fire the cause of nature. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, I set before you an open door which no one can be able to shut. Isaiah 16, he said, your doors shall be open continuously. It shall not be shut day or night, that men will come to you with their kings in procession, bringing their wealth unto you. And he said it to the extent that the men and the women and the nature, nations that does not serve you. He said, He, Lord, will destroy them utterly, completely. The tongue sets fire, and the fire is controlling the nature. Everything around you is this tongue. Because the message you use your tongue to send is the answer that you get. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
He said, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed. Human being can take anything. You can tame a lion. You can tame crocodile. You can tame python. That is why they all, you go to houses at times, you see all these things. Just as you can tame a wild dog. You can bring them to subjection because the word of God said, He said, talk dominion over them.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where am I? He said, but the tongue can no matter. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. That is how powerful this key to our open door is. This tongue is so unruly, that is so stubborn. You can, in short, a character was very, thank you, that is the word. It's so disrespectful, unruly.
With the body.
Disobedient to what the body will want to say. You see why God needs to be the one to keep the watch.
Yes.
And when God is keeping the watch, meaning the word of God is what is keeping the watch.
Yes.
He said, but the tongue can no matter. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. So you that you know how to talk anyhow, you will abuse your wife. Wife will abuse husband. Now will abuse children. You will judge your wife. You will judge your husband. You will judge your children. You will judge your friend. You will judge your family. You will judge every time you're mad, you will be unruly, full of deadly poison. Each time you are speaking those things out, you are controlling the nature of your destiny. He said, yeah, we bless we God, even the Father, and yeah, we cause women. Your mouth, you take and bless God, you take and they curse man. After you've used it to curse man, then you are wondering why are evil things happening. Is it not you that caused it? Therewith bless we God, even the Father. And therewith curse we men, which are made after the same God. The same God that you bless. The same God you said is Yahweh. The same God you said is the God of everything. Each one of us, He said, He created us in His image and in His likeness. So how can you bless God and curse His likeness? Think about it before you open your mouth next time. To say those evil words concerning me, concerning daddy, concerning your husband, concerning your wife, concerning this, your brothers and sisters in the church. Think! Remember that we all, we are in the similitude of God. Each time you open your mouth and speak evil against each other, you are speaking evil against God. That is why the doors that are open cannot remain open. But we want it to be open. Because God said, I want to do a new thing. Can you not see it? I'm sending message to you. Can you not receive it? I want to change this in your life. I want to turn this around for God. I want your tears to completely be wiped away from your faces. I want to give you that smile that you really want. That is why I'm giving you the secret for you to get the smile. He said, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. He said, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. We are doing it, but it is not right. We are using it to talk anyhow. God said it's not right. He said these things ought not to be so. This is not how you should talk. You can't bless God with your mouth and curse your neighbor. And your neighbor is first of all your wife or your husband and children. I hope you understand that. When we say your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself, it is first of all your wife, your husband, and your children. Those are first your neighbor before you open the door and go outside. Because the curse, you start it first from inside the house. Before it goes out to go and meet the neighbors outside. Why you didn't laugh, Nala?
I'm not lying.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't answer me, do I? No, don't mind. He said, out of the same man proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, think about it. He said, these things ought not to be so. Don't pray and bless God and hallow his holy name and curse your brothers and your sister. Meaning, don't speak evil. Our sister that did the time of refreshment this morning, Mrs. Joy Omoru, she said something. He said, we should not be in the midst of the scorners. Say, so don't sit in the midst of the scorners of people that talk anyhow. Least they will influence your life to speak anyhow. When she said that, I laughed and I said, that's my preaching. I didn't tell her what I was going to preach. And I was like, what? That's my preaching. That's what you're saying. That is to show the Spirit of God is moving. Don't stand. And our brother asked a very beautiful question. He said, how do I come out of it? And we said, when you see yourself in the midst of what you don't like, go. Move out. Don't allow them to influence you to stay with them. Let God give you the power to push you out of the midst of what will destroy you. I decree, may God give you the power to push you out of the thing that will destroy you in Jesus' name. Let me do quick. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4, 23-24, which is what we have already said. He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth. Perverse lip put far from you. Matthew 12, 35, 36, 37. We already mentioned it also. He says something good is going to happen to you. Things. and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Do you see how it disturbs our open door? We have Satan the devil as the accuser of the brethren. When you are saying those words, you are giving command to the demons. You are saying those words, you are giving commands to the devil. You are saying those words, you are cursing yourself, cursing everybody around you. You are giving them an errand. The day that you said, oh, my doors have been opened, let me go and take the goodness of the blessing that God has given me. Then the words that you have spoken, that you spoke idly, that you spoke and you think it does not matter, those words will come and close the door and you say, no, you can't receive. And you say, but I have fasted 21 days. I have prayed. Why is it that it's not happening? Because as you pray, you spoke against it.
Wow.
You pray, you send the angels of God to break the reward. And then you spoke your idle words, you dispatch demons. And the demons go and tell the angels, why should it happen? Is it not the same person that said this and said this? He said, every idle word that you speak shall judge you and shall judge me. So we need to be careful to enjoy the open door that God has opened. I hope I'm not talking to myself.
No.
Thank you, God bless you. He said that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Is it spoken and clear? It is clear. Now hear that. The God that is the God that loves you and want to bless you is the one that wrote it.
Jesus said,
by your words, you shall be condemned. By your words, you shall be justified. So mind your words. Don't you know that old TV program that we used to watch, Mind Your Language?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It was message that is being sent to us, mind your language. Not pra-pra-pra-pra-pra, mind your language. It is a fire that shining the course of your nature. So not be anybody. That is why the Bible said the word is near you. The word of God, the word of salvation. When the book of Romans says that with the heart you believe unto righteousness, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And even when he's talking about warfare, 2 Corinthians says, for the weapon of our warfare has not carnal. From mighty through God, through the pulling down of struggle, casting down what? Imaginations. Everything that your eye sees, that then it goes to deposit into the heart. He said these things, he said, cast them down, cast down imaginations. Evil imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against the knowledge of Jesus, against the word of God, bringing them to captivity. You imagine vain things in your mind. It goes and settles in your heart. And then you start speaking it in your mouth. And you are sending emissaries, people to go and do on your behalf what you have dispatched them to do. And then you say you fast and pray. Why is it not happening? Now me? Now your neighbor? Now evil foundation? Now you? Play your part. Evil foundation will fall. Because you go give them the food, when you give them job, now they go eat belly food, they fight you. I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. It's not as if I am minus from what I am saying, I'm part of what I am saying. Just like what our sister said, he said, when I was reading this thing, I was thinking again. Now, so me too, anytime I'm going through the preaching, I think about myself first. And I say, Father, help me. That is why he told us that even the preacher needs to be preached to. So we don't say that because we are preachers, we don't know everything alike. We, the preacher, needs to be preached to. That is why we don't only listen to the Holy Spirit, but we also listen to great men, that we know that they are giants in the kingdom of God. We hear them talk, and we say, thank you, sir, even through television. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:23. He said, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keep his soul from trouble. Whoever is able to keep his mouth and his tongue, keep his soul from trouble. When somebody is coming against you, with big mouth, keep your own shut. Doesn't matter who the person is. And get out of trouble. We look at the life of Paul. You saw all what happened to Paul. Paul was going from prison to prison, going from one trouble to one trouble. Watch him. After God has given him revelation, it was his mouth that he used to find himself in Rome. Because God said, I will send you to Rome. They said you will die. But it was true, Wahala. He would have been set free, but he refused to be set free. He said he has given himself to be judged through who? Through Caesar. Why? Because God wants him to be in prison in Rome so that he can write all the epistles that me and you are reading today. And it was his tongue that took him there. And he got to the highland of Malta. They were laughing at him, talking against him, that he must be a murderer. He did not care, was doing what God has called him to do. I have 2 more minutes. My 30 minutes don't reach. I'll catch you yesterday. I'm not going to catch you today, I'll catch you yesterday. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 18. I know they jump on already, sir. I know their choice. Time don't go.
Mama, right on, ma.
Nah, I have to jump it. Time don't go. Nah, call. Hallelujah. May I leave that one? Proverbs 18:20. He said, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the same of his soul. He said the words of a talebearer, amebor, are as wounds. And they go down into the innermost part of the belly. Man, in that one. 10 says, but the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. So what did God say? Which name did God say we should be calling? The book of Philippians told us about Jesus. That is the name that has been given to us. That is what we should be using our tongue to do. He said, therefore God has highly exalted him. Philippians 3 from 9. And giving him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every name shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. 11. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue should confess. We don't train them again. We don't think, and we don't come back. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What should you use your tongue to do? Confess Jesus. Not speak against pastors. Not speak against members. Not speak against your brothers. Not speak against your wife. not speak against your husband. Use it to confess Jesus. Not speak against your children. Not speak even against the situation in a way that will not bring a solution. But use the name of Jesus to tackle the situation. Use the name of Jesus to tackle the problem. Use the name of Jesus to speak concerning your wife, to speak concerning your husband, to speak concerning your children. Because if you use the name of Jesus to speak, that means that the name of Jesus is inside you. And when the name of Jesus is inside you, there is nothing that you decree that will not benefit you. For the name of Jesus is that strong tower that the righteous will run into it and they are saved. So when your tongue, you allow God to put a watch on your tongue, and your tongue continuously confess Jesus, which is the word of God that has been there in the beginning, the word of God that created everything, and nothing was created that is created without him. When you start confessing the name of Jesus concerning everything that concerns you, you channel the nature of your own life, and you channel the destiny of your life. Every open door to be like Peter. When God was talking about Peter, what happened? Peter came out of the prison. The doors, they opened of their own accord. When he got to the iron gate opened on its own accord. That is what happens to everyone that confesses the name of Jesus over everything of their life. They cannot fail. Even in trouble, I said it 2 weeks ago, you are still the winner and the master. Just like Joseph, it doesn't matter the situation. We are still the winner in sickness, in persecution, in peril. We are still the winner. Because the first man is in the fire before we came. Before you ever entered any fire, if you are the one that confesses Jesus, Jesus is already in that fire waiting for you. Before you enter into any trouble, as long as you confess Jesus, he's already there. I look now, I remember one of my sons that said, why? I said, it's God that fights our battle. Hallelujah. We don't understand at times what is there before we got in there. But the only thing is this, confess him as Lord. Don't allow anything take him from you. He said, I'm your Lord, I'm your Savior, I'm your Master. When you continue to, yes, do it for me. That is where you should be now, looking at God. When you start confessing him, things will start happening the way it should happen. He said, my son, Proverbs 23:15. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice. Even mine. Yes, my reins shall rejoice when the lips speak right things. Did I give it to you right here? I put the last verse, is it 17? Because that is what? 18. Put the last verse, 18. You can add it all to it. Hallelujah. Leave it there. But thank you. God bless you. I love you so much. Just consider this last verse. My stomach is still making happy. Somebody is receiving blessing. Somebody is getting blessed. Somebody is receiving blessing. Outstanding blessing. Hey, Rabbi Shatula. Our revival is going to be brutal. This Easter revival. It doesn't matter, nobody come. Actually, I didn't prepare anybody to come. And now they here. Now I come and see the word. I can't remember. But it's going to be brutal. God is going to walk powerfully in our midst. He said, my son, consider it. If your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice, even my own. See what God is saying. the abundance of your heart are my words, are my truth, are my principles, are my directions, are my guide, are my instructions. For the word of God is perfect. The word of God is for instruction unto all righteousness, so that everyone will be complete. He said, my son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice. Even mine. He took him again. Yes, my reins, the inside of me, God is telling you, his own inside shall rejoice. When your lips speak right things, God is opening his ears so that when you talk, you will talk the right things. If your word is, your heart is wise, God is happy. When your lips speak the right things, he rejoices over you. He says, so don't let not your heart envy sinners. No one tell will not be the same. I don't tell you now. This month, will not be the same. Stop rubbing yourself into them. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. Because the one that fears the Lord is the one that has a heart that is wise. That means the heart that is ready to do the work of God. For surely there is an end. Surely, whatever you go through, there is an end. And the expectation. Is it your expression? Ah, my history, my come on, rise on your feet. If you are not rejoicing on this fast, I am already celebrating. If your lip speak the right things, I will rejoice over you. For surely, say surely, Elia, surely, say surely, say surely, there is an end, there is an end. Your expectations shall not be cut off. Your expectations.